This is KERA News. I'm Dua Hli Saikautau. Musicians and music lovers paid tribute Sunday to José Figali, the Brazilian-born pianist who moved to Fort Worth after winning the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. He committed suicide last month. This is one of José Figali's favored pieces from German composer Robert Schumann. Award-winning pianist Adam Golka performed this and Johannes Brahms' fourth ballade to honor the man he calls his beloved teacher and best friend.
José was the most pivotal figure in my life. He really shaped so much of who I am as a person and as a musician.
Now 27, he was a student of Figali's from the age of 13 to 20, driving up every weekend from Houston to Fort Worth to study with Figali at TCU.
Every note I play, everything I express the instrument, every sound I make, somehow has something to do with him. He's such a deep part of who I am.
That's why Golka came down from New York, where he now lives and performs, to pay tribute to Figali, who was found dead in his Fort Worth home last month. Police ruled it a suicide.
I was one of the lucky people who got to hear him in a small room, you know, in it just for me, in my private lesson. I'm so sorry for all those people in the world who didn't get to hear that, because that was magic.
The auditorium at TCU School of Music was packed with admirers of Figali, including music lover Debbie Vernon, who met Figali while volunteering at a chamber music festival. She says the 1985 Cliburn Gold Medalist was full of life, but
to counter the electricity and the energy in our lives, we all have darker, quieter sides, and it is just tragic that side could overpower all that was wonderful about him and all of the gifts that he had to bring.
She says he was a joyous, voraciously curious individual who loved all things beautiful in life, and especially the arts.
All arts. It wasn't unusual for me to see him in the Kimball or the Modern Art Museum enjoying that, or out laughing with friends, having a glass of wine. He was just a joyous experience.
Throughout the remembrance, friends and colleagues described him as a man of rare gifts, a practical visionary, and a masterful teacher.
He was extremely funny and witty and very bright.
Greg Davis is a former board member of the Van Cliburn Foundation.
And would go from right brain to left brain.
Davis says many people didn't know that the internationally acclaimed pianist was also an expert in internet technologies and also a storm chaser.
He loved being in Texas because of the great weather we had, tornadoes and such. But he was just a complicated artist, multi-layered. And that infectious smile.
Days before his death, Figali was still talking to colleagues about upcoming concerts and projects, including a CD of his works for his 30th anniversary season. The concert closed with a video of José Figali performing. Dua Hli Saikautau, KERA News, Fort Worth.